This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time now to celebrate those unsung heroes in our community on Volley Voices. Join Māori and Graham right now thanks to Volunteering New Plymouth, only on ArtFM, your community voice.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Volley Voices. Today, I'm flying solo because Graham, our co-host, has run away to another province. So I'm here with Jean Hasty from New Plymouth Stroke Support. And welcome, Jean.
Thank you, Māori. It's lovely to be here.
Thanks. So can you just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do outside of your organisation, because I'm going to ask you what your organisation that you're representing today is next.
Rightio, I'm Jean Hasty and I live in a townhouse at the Jean Santa Retirement Village. I love doing my volunteering jobs. Apart, we'll talk about stroke in the next phase. So what I actually do at the present time, I usher at Showplace, which I've been there all but just now, I think this year, 20 years. So the reason why I actually joined Showplace is because I lost my husband 23 years ago, very suddenly, with that horrible thing they call the Big C. So with that, it got me out actually in the community, and it's lovely to do things for other people.
So you're here today with New Plymouth Stroke Support Trust. How are you involved with that, and what is that organisation about?
Rightio, how I'm involved with it is I lost my dear mother a few years ago. That was in 2007. But before that, in 2000, I was actually made redundant. So I thought, right, Mum said to me, Jean, come along to stroke. I was doing other little part-time jobs, shall I say, in between. So that's how I started coming to stroke. So with that, then Mother passed away. She kept saying to me, you must keep going, Jean. So yes, that's why I am with New Plymouth Stroke Support Trust. My job there, I did, you know, just as a member for a few years, not many years at all, and because then they got me on the committee. And from there, now I am and have been secretary, treasurer, and activities coordinator.
Oh my gosh, how many jobs have you got there?
Too many.
Okay, so what happens at Stroke Support? Just give me a little indication, or give our listeners an indication of what it is all about.
Okay, what the New Plymouth Stroke Support Trust is all about and everything, we are a very caring group. The main thing is, so people are not isolated out in the community and everything. So we actually meet on the first Friday in every month out at the, beg your pardon, the third Friday in every month out at the Beach Street Hall at Fitzroy. And we do have a carers morning tea, which is the first Tuesday in every month. The carers meeting is very important because the carers can come and offload round in a circle in a quiet meeting room at the hall and everything, and one can help the other with different suggestions they have actually gone through themselves.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah. And so do they come on the third Thursday to
Friday.
First Friday. Do they come to that meeting as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the meeting is open to anyone in our area. Say our area for New Plymouth Stroke Support Trust, we go out as far as Okato, then we go out as far as Inglewood, then we go out as far as Urinui, a little bit further, and all of the New Plymouth area district.
Wow. So on that Friday, what happens? Like, do you have entertainment or cups of tea, or what happens when they're there? Who comes and what happens while they're at that meeting.
Okay, what we actually do on the third Friday, and that's going to happen this Friday, the 20th of February, and then on the 20th of March, I'll only go out as far as there, and we've actually got a bus trip. So when the actual members arrive, the people who have not got transport, who are not allowed to drive, we offer free transport. Now that all gets organised from the trustees, and I've got somebody else that actually does a ringing list. So first of all, we ring every member. So at the present time, we've got 105 members. Wow. So every member is phoned the week before to see if they're okay, just to give them another reminder, because they can forget, like all of us, that we actually have got our stroke social on that Friday. So if they can't drive for whatever reason, what we do, we offer transport, which is going by Ironside or Drive Miss Daisy. They do not go direct through to those organisations. They come through to us first, and then I collate it together and then actually send an email through the appropriate ones of Drive Miss Daisy and Ironside. So when they arrive at the hall, it's lovely. They get greeted at the door by staff and everything. I'll call them staff, volunteers, members, whatever. We've got lovely Layla Bridgman. She is actually in charge now of our name tags. So with that, the name tags, they all have got a name on them. So it's actually better having their name on them so that one can communicate better, because as you can understand, they don't remember. So on arrival, 10 o'clock, 10:15, they get a lovely morning tea, which they're thoroughly spoilt with. And then at, usually about 10:30, if we're lucky sometimes, I have Mark McDonald come in and do Tai Chi, which is very, very good for them, which giving a little bit of exercise, just basic little things, not too much, so they can remember it. And then at 10:45 till midday, I have entertainment. So this Friday coming, I've got Ray Hopkinson, who used to be in the good old dance bands of years ago, Star Gym, Stratford Memorial Hall and everything, and he will do a good old sing-along. So after that, I have the Red Robin Club, which is the Lionesses, shall I say, and they actually bring along our sandwiches, and they're all on platters. So everybody is sitting around the tables and everything, and it's a real mix and mingle then. They really mix and mingle. So they get a lovely variety of these lovely sandwiches from the Red Robin Club. 1 o'clock, it is all over.
I'm just going to take a short break here, Jean, and we'll come back shortly.
Looking to make a difference in your community? Need a hand recruiting volunteers for your organisation? Volunteering New Plymouth is here to help. Since 2002, they've been the go-to connection between local volunteers and not-for-profit groups. Whether you're looking to give back or you're part of a community organisation needing support, they've got you covered. Volunteering New Plymouth offers a free matching service connecting people with volunteering opportunities that fit their skills and passions. They also place volunteer ads in local publications, run helpful training workshops for volunteers, managers and boards. And it's not just about recruitment, they also celebrate volunteers, from annual awards to events like International Volunteers Day. They make sure the hard work of volunteers is recognised and valued. So, if you're looking for volunteers, or if you are a group that needs a boost, start with Volunteering New Plymouth. One phone call or email could be all it takes. VolunteeringNewPlymouth.org.nz, or give them a call today, because when volunteers thrive, so does our community.
So you were just saying that they leave at 1 o'clock. So how does that all happen? You know, like once they've had lunch, they gather together, and how do they go home?
Okay, I usually have either a Drive Miss Daisy person come into the hall, say, Jean, this one's going, give me the sheet, this one's going in my car. Otherwise, the other one I have is the Ironside vehicle, their driver, and they come in with their sheet and tell me, because you've actually got usually two Ironside vehicles coming in, and you've got two Drive Miss Daisies, sometimes three Drive Miss Daisies coming in. That's where the volunteers are very, very helpful, and we do need the volunteers, because it's the meeting and the greeting, giving out the cups of teas as well, collecting the dishes after morning tea, after lunch and everything, but mainly helping them out to the vehicles. We only take them out to the vehicle, and then it's Drive Miss Daisy and Ironside, their responsibility to actually get them in the vehicle, because it's that's the safety side of it.
Yes, yes. I was thinking about that and thinking, oh, that's a lot of responsibility on the volunteers, but it's not.
No.
It's the responsibility of the Ironside and Driving Miss Daisy to get them into the vehicles, etc. So with your volunteers, how many do you have? And what are all of the involvement, are they involved with and all that?
Rightio, with our volunteers, so, you know, I call our volunteers, some are just volunteers, but then we have members as volunteers. Oh. So the loved ones actually do get up and help, which I really appreciate, because we're always short of volunteers and we do need more volunteers and everything.
So, Jean, in saying that, what kind of skills would you require of a volunteer?
We need people that have got a lot of empathy, very happy, smiling, and will communicate with the members, because a lot of those people are actually on their own. Nothing is worse when somebody's had a stroke. They walk in that hall, and it doesn't matter what age they are, these people and everything, if somebody doesn't talk to them. And we have had that happen before, which is very, very sad. They can come and sit there, and if nobody just talks to them, life can be very lonely, and to try and get them back. So really, what we need is volunteers that actually will communicate, put a smile on their face, have empathy for anybody. If we can see anybody that is struggling, getting up off the chair, needs to go to the bathroom, we don't do any of the personal side of it at all. They need a carer with them if they do need personal care and everything. But apart from that, no, it's more that one-to-one mixing, having a lovely little conversation with them, just making sure they're all happy, enjoying what's going on. And the best thing is when we do have entertainment, which I love this part and everything, is get them up on the floor, and, you know, whether they're tapping their feet, whether they're dancing, look, just to see the joy in their faces. And sometimes, and well, most times, shall I say, I'll get the wheelchair out, our Pacific wheelchair that was donated by the wheelchair man out of Fitzroy and everything, and I'll sit somebody in the wheelchair and just dance them around the floor. And to see that smile on someone's face is worth $1 million.
Wow, that is so gorgeous. And I'm just thinking, age-wise, how old are the people that come along there? Because I imagine that they're mostly old. Am I right?
Yes, yes, they are. The majority on the average, I would say, would be sitting around about the 70 bracket. Our youngest one is Layla, and I'm very proud and delighted with Layla. She was only 6 when she had hers, and she has just the other day, she went done her course at WITS, and she's got a accounting level 5 management. So I'm really, really pleased she's gone. So now Layla is, I think she is, 20 something, I think it is.
Oh.
Yes.
So
but
she's
come
lived
a
with
long way, a long way. She's only really got the use of one hand. But it's amazing what Layla can actually do. But even that, and it's good therapy for the other members to actually see a young one and how that person and how they're getting around and what they're achieving in life.
So it's actually quite inspirational having that Layla as a younger person for the older ones. Is that that's
very,
what you're
very
saying?
Very, very much.
Oh, that is so
very
cool.
Very, very much. Very, very much.
Thank you, Jean. We're just going to take a short break, and we will be back with you really soon.
Looking to make a difference in your community? Need a hand recruiting volunteers for your organisation? Volunteering New Plymouth is here to help. Since 2002, they've been the go-to connection between local volunteers and not-for-profit groups. Whether you're looking to give back or you're part of a community organisation needing support, they've got you covered. Volunteering New Plymouth offers a free matching service connecting people with volunteering opportunities that fit their skills and passions. They also place volunteer ads in local publications, run helpful training workshops for volunteers, managers and boards. And it's not just about recruitment. They also celebrate volunteers from annual awards to events like International Volunteers Day. They make sure the hard work of volunteers is recognised and valued. So, if you're looking for volunteers or if you are a group that needs a boost, start with Volunteering New Plymouth. One phone call or email could be all it takes. volunteeringnewplymouth.org.nz or give them a call today, because when volunteers thrive, so does our community.
So, today we're back with Jean Hasty from New Plymouth Stroke Support Trust. Jean, it's great to hear from you. And we were talking earlier about your people that come to your Friday meetings. How do they get referred so that they can come to those meetings?
Okay, between the carers, if you want to start with the carers as well, which is most important, and the actual stroke survivors. Well, how will they come through us? It's either through the hospital when they've actually had a stroke, otherwise it's word of mouth. I look quite a bit of advertising we actually do, and we have got a Facebook page that's set up. Otherwise they can actually go and Google us through the internet, shall I say, and they'll find all about us on the internet.
So your New Plymouth Stroke Support Trust, what connection do you have to New Plymouth Stroke Foundation, or the Stroke New Zealand Stroke Foundation? Is there any connection with the, you know, the international, the National Stroke Foundation and you?
Okay, what happened a few years ago, we actually put ourselves under a trust. Stroke Foundation, in those days we called Stroke Foundation New Zealand, now the Stroke Foundation Aotearoa New Zealand. So what the reason why we didn't put ourselves go under them, we didn't want them to take our money, because we wanted to have control of our money and to do what we're actually doing, which we'll go more in depth with later on in our conversation, Mary. So I think it's better that we're totally on our own. We can actually tip all our money, and that is our main thing, is to actually, our money gets actually tipped into all members, not just one particular person. We do not do that. If we do it for one, we do it for everyone.
Wow. So you nobody pays when they come on those meetings on a Friday?
Just one question beforehand, Mara, I should go back on. We are affiliated to Stroke Foundation Aotearoa. The reason why we're affiliated, that is our public liability insurance policy, which we do need. That's our only tie. We don't get any financial help from Stroke Foundation. So seeing we pay an affiliation fee, you pay for up to so many members you've actually got. It's right. A fixed charge they actually charge us. So it is important that we do actually affiliate to them only that way.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because at Volunteering New Plymouth, we are a member of Volunteering New Zealand, but we're not owned by them. We are a member of them. Same kind of thing, isn't it?
It is. That's exactly true. Lovely. It is a bit sad out there, the way things have gone, and I won't blame the government. It's just money, money, money. It's got to go somewhere. And, okay, they've actually had to cut their, what they used to call a mum's days way back 20-odd years ago, was the field officer. Now, they're not called, I think they're called navigators now. Well, the sad part there is the navigator has got such, I think this person's actually for Stroke Foundation Aotearoa, and she, I'm pretty sure, is actually located in Te Awamutu. So for her to cover such a big area, it's mission impossible. And that is where the system is totally falling down with stroke survivors. When they come out of hospital, we, like I said, we are only a social group and I can only guide them, but I can't do any more that way for them.
Wow, that's interesting. And the thing is, you don't know what you don't know. And so therefore, if you don't have somebody to support you and guide you into the social thing that you're doing, you don't know. So that's why we're here today, to actually promo everything that you are doing at the Trust. It's amazing. I have been to one of your sessions, And it was so informative. You actually had a speaker that day, and it was great. I really, really enjoyed it. In fact, I stayed longer than what I was originally going to. So, but getting back to you and your meetings, your volunteers are hugely important. And I think you're looking for new and more volunteers, aren't you?
That's definitely true. We do find it very, very hard to actually get people to come on our trust, because I think what people need to realise, when they're a carer, their cup is overflowing looking after the stroke survivor. So really, if we could get outside people coming in and looking at the bigger picture, like some of us are, that haven't got the, the load,
the connection with the stroke,
with the stroke person,
survivor.
Yeah, that's right.
That makes sense. And bringing in fresh eyes and fresh skills would be lovely as well. So, some of the skills, what would you like to see a new volunteer bring to your committee, perhaps?
Well, I think they really need to have good communication skills, good computer skills. That's what we're really lacking.
Okay.
The club, up until only about 6 months ago, the club now have bought their own laptop. Before, it was all going on Jean Hastie's laptop.
Oh.
So it's really good now. And we've got our own email address now, which is really, really good. Performac Technologies have been very, very good to the club, setting it all up.
Nice.
Putting us on the right track, shall I say.
Yeah.
We don't do online banking on the computer. We actually do it one-to-one, shall I say, have two people signing.
Yes, that's
Thank
what
goodness.
You need to.
And we do always need that, because that is the biggest concern with any money in a club.
And it is required these days for organisations like ourselves to do double authentication. So do you need somebody to be like just a member of your committees to learn about there, rather than taking a specific role?
Yes, that would be most important, Mari. If we could get somebody or people to come in like that, would be really, really helpful for me. Once they knew, you know, even sorting out, even doing the transport and everything, because you've got
that's
to
a huge job.
It is. because you've got to actually work out areas. You can't have Ironside or Drive Miss Daisy just running all over, you know, our area and everything. Our earliest ones, dear Betty Titter, actually lives in Inglewood, and she actually gets picked up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So she is our first early, and she just loves coming to stroke. It is a big day, because we tell them to be ready by 9 o'clock. But with Betty, she's a little bit different, because she gets picked up when the Ironside are actually out in the Inglewood area, and she comes in with them. She loves having the ride and everything. But it is a big day from 9 o'clock, and not normally it's about 3 by the time they do.
Wow.
Half past 2, 3 before they actually get back home again, because they've got to realise some of them don't like it because it's an early pickup, but they've got to realise that Ironside or Drive Miss Daisy, by the time they pick up this one, it's not a 5 minute stop. By the time you get that stroke person out, we never tell them to sit outside and wait. They must sit inside, and the actually Ironside or Drive Miss Daisy knock on the door and actually pick them up that way.
Oh,
for the safety side of
it. Yes, that's really important, because with somebody who's had a stroke and needing Ironside, they presumably will be like needing assistance to get into the vehicle. And maybe some of them in a wheelchair?
Oh, yes, yes. Actually, at the moment, we haven't got anybody coming. There's only the odd one when his carer is not there, and he actually comes by Ironside. But at the present moment, right now, we haven't got anybody coming with a wheelchair. But the other problem you've got to look at is with Ironside Drive Miss Daisy, you've got so many walkers. Now, they can, for this health and safety side of it, they can only take so many walkers in the vehicle when you've got so many people in the vehicle.
Because they take up so much room, and they're actually quite heavy to lift, aren't they?
They are.
So, you know, it's all those things that you actually don't think about.
That's right.
That is just another add-on, and the support that people need, because they may not need support getting lifted up and down or whatever, but it's actually getting that walker out of the vehicle, which obviously Miss Daisy or Ironside will do, but then getting them around and helping them. And I guess, do those people feel confident walking with their walkers?
Most of them, Murray. They're pretty good. They're pretty good, most of them.
Right.
Most of them.
Right. I'm just thinking of how, you know, like, presumably the ones that come are not as severely disabled as one normally thinks of somebody who's had a stroke. There Would is, that be right?
There is a few, Murray, that are quite disabled.
But they manage?
They manage, and that's where volunteers come in. When Ironside get them out of the vehicle, get them with their walkers and everything, that's where our volunteers, it's most important that meet, greet, welcome them, use their name and everything. Once they get their name tag and everything, give them the newsletter when they walk in the door and everything, because they all get a newsletter every month. Even if they can't come to stroke, they either get, if they haven't got email, they get a hard copy in the post. That isn't cheap now. $1.70 I got struck the other day with. So anyone, and of course that age group, or you know, they don't have email, so it can mount up to quite a bit.
Wow. So I'm guessing you are going, that's all that's all paid for by stroke, that no cost to anybody.
That's right.
Wow. That is amazing. So is there anything else before we wind up, Jean? And thank you so much for coming today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we wind?
Yes, I think our most important thing too, Mari, we only charge them $20 for a sub. And when we have a bus trip, so we have two bus trips a year. So we have one in March and one in October. So they only pay $20. In June, we used to, years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, and I bought that in to take the load off Jean. So we used to have a big soup bun day. So we'd have different ones making their soup and everything. But then Jean got on to Mr. Watty, shall I say, and hello, got all these different varieties of soup. So what we're doing now, we actually take them to Cobb & Co, and they are so spoilt, because you know what, Jean does a spreadsheet up and they have the full selection, not the senior citizens, so they have a main meal and a dessert. Okay, they do have to pay for their coffee or their tea if they have a drink or anything, but no, they love that. Bus trips, yes. That, like I said, was March and October. I've taken them as far as Pew Pew. They go to all different places. I am looking at March. I'm just waiting for the Midhurst Tavern. They've got new people taken over. It's a long time since I took them to the Midhurst Tavern. And I thought, no, I try and look after businesses and everything, so I don't take them to the same place very often. They need to have a variety, and they love going. The big thing for the bus trip is going for a drive out in the country to see those smiles on their faces. Now, just to finish off, in September, actually August, we will be 40 years old.
Wow.
So we will be doing it in September. So that, watch this space. There will be a lot of advertising going on that. I will be tracking down past members, present members and everything. So things are in the wind at the present time.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jean. So it's been Jean from New Plymouth Stroke Support Trust. Got it right this time. And well, that's over and out from us. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.